You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, in Doha. A reminder of our top news stories. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Moscow for his first visit since 2019. The Chinese leader said Beijing and Moscow are good neighbours and reliable partners. Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed Beijing's constructive role in trying to bring the conflict in Ukraine to an end. Well, Russia says it's launching a criminal case against the International Criminal Court. It comes after the ICC issued a warrant for the arrest of President Vladimir Putin last week over the alleged deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying out troubled Credit Suisse in a $3 billion deal. The combined group will manage more than $5 trillion worth of assets. Sneef Barker has more from London.
The hope is that this news will steady nerves across the banking sector here in a financial hub like the City of London, but also across Europe as well and the United States. This is almost unthinkable. Only a short while ago that these two massive banking behemoths, real arch rivals on the banking scene, would somehow end up forging this forced alliance. So now we have a new entity that will be able to access a market share worth about $5 trillion, an extraordinary presence it will have on international banking going forward.
The French government is facing two motions of no confidence over President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reform bill. Protests have been held every night since the bill was announced 4 days ago. It would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. In Kenya, police in Nairobi have fired tear gas at demonstrators protesting against the rising cost of living and fuel shortages. More than 20 people have been arrested, including two opposition MPs. Opposition leader Raila Odinga narrowly lost last year's presidential election to William Ruto, and he's called for Kenyans to come out onto the streets. One of South Africa's opposition parties, the Economic Freedom Fighters, is calling for a national shutdown and mass protests. It says it wants the president to be removed and rolling power outages to end. These are live pictures from Pretoria, where security has been tightened at government buildings and the army has been deployed.